This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. 21st of July. This is Tune In with Erica, and it is my delight to get together with you. Hey, good morning, good afternoon, good whenever you are. It is my pleasure to be with you today. I was saying in the Facebook chat room this morning, I'm reminded on a daily basis what extraordinary times we are living. And I said, let's get together and just walk alongside each other for a while, because, you know, sometimes that is the best thing you can do. So it is a delight to have your company this morning here on 1-2 Radio. If you're catching me on demand, that's great too, because energy is very malleable. We're always connected all of the time, and I am often reminded of that. So it is lovely to have your company. If you want to come in the Facebook chat room live, I am running one. Go to 12radio.com. Take a look at the menu on the left-hand side and you will see an option to chat. Come on in and say hello. If you're already a Facebook person, we'll just put 12 Radio in it, the number 12 Radio in, and it will bring you over to a group, and that is where you will find us. You'll find Jennifer Hart, who lives just down the road from me in Cornwall. I know that she's had to skip out to the library. I like the idea of you skipping, Jennifer. So you may be catching me with the on demand. I know there are other people in the room. Let's have a look. Good morning to Charlene. Good morning to Laura Kasdan Fulton, to Suzanne, and to Renee. I know other people are coming in, so I'm just going to tip the comments the right way up while I sort this out. Renee's giving me a lovely wave. Thank you very much indeed. If you want to come over to the Facebook chat room, I will do readings as I go along. I am also going to do a reading for the day in case you can't get in the Facebook chat room, because I get it. My cards have been sticking. I'm having a real Mercury retrograde. I know Mark Husson, I hear you. They can be great things, and indeed they can. They're a great thing for reviewing. But so far, my cards are sticking. When I turned my computer on to set up this radio show today, it had dropped all my settings, including my microphone. I had to do a completely reset. And then last Thursday, I went to the dentist for a regular dental checkup. Nothing's supposed to be wrong, and there wasn't. And then Sunday, yesterday, I was just sitting watching TV. I wasn't eating anything. I wasn't laughing. I wasn't talking. I wasn't doing anything. I was just sitting there, and a crown dropped out of my tooth. I mean, what are the chances? And I sat and put it on the table and looked at it and thought, well, I haven't got enough dental putty to put in this huge cavity that I now have, and I've got to get through to Monday without having anything in my tooth. I thought, you know what, I'm going to give this a go. So I picked the crown up and put it back in the cavity, and it gave a click like Lego. So I gave it a bit of a bite to shove it back in there, and it just re-engaged. And to be fair, I did go to the dentist this morning, because then I thought, I've put it on the table, and, you know, I've run my tongue around the hole. Probably more information than you need, but it means I put a whole load of bacteria in there. It's not wise to not have this cleaned out. So I was back at the dentist very expensively this morning, having the whole thing cleaned out and recited. I thought, Mercury, can we not, please? I'm done. No more dropping things. So I hope your Mercury retrograde is going well. They can be really useful. So I've now unstuck my cards, I hope. Thank you, Mercury. And let's just, there we go, we've got a card. Good morning to Kat Garner. I can see you coming in the room. I have had this card all weekend. It's a major arcana card. It is number 12, a very good thing to have on 1-2 Radio and 1-2 Listen. It's the Awakening card. It's Hanged Man in Standard Tarot. It comes with Archangel Gabriel, who's the messenger. Appropriate for Mercury retrograde. It's about looking at things from a different perspective and maybe seeing the positive and what looks like a negative. Now that's useful for a Mercury retrograde. It sometimes means there's a temporary standstill, and for good reason. So allow it. And it's very important to be yourself. Good morning to Suzanne, who's just come into the room. I will give you guys all readings. So I was just looking at Mark's Power Peak, and if you're not signed up, why not, to see what's going on? And of course, it's the last day of Cancer today. I like the Cancer energy, but yeah, we're stepping into Leo territory tomorrow. Good morning to Tara, who's just come in the room. The moon is in Gemini, and I was just looking to see what take C.A. Brooks, who writes this wonderful piece in the Power Peak, has got. And she was talking about the new moon in Leo on Thursday as well. We have a women's football team. I am digressing, but there's a reason. We have our women's football team. They're called the Lionesses. They are defending European champions, and they were in action on Thursday night in the kind of game — I'm not even a football fan — the kind of game that had you clutching the edge of your seat and biting your nails. They came from a 2-0 start. They equalised, they played extra time, and still nobody had the winning goal. So then they did what's called a penalty shootout, where they all kick at goal, either end, one by one. And as soon as somebody misses, that's it, they've lost. And they took it to the very last kick, when we were one kick up, and the Swedish team had to save our goal kick in order to win, and they missed it. I mean, my goodness, the room just erupted. So a perfect energy for our Lionesses, who are playing tomorrow, to be in Leo and this Leo new moon. So I just thought I'd mention that in case you're a football fan. So we have a new moon in Leo. So you can expect to be intuitive, creative, maybe wanting to do something to improve yourself. More of that later. Remind me to talk about handpans. Challenging your limits. Oh yes, that's definitely me playing a handpan. And maybe an emotional breakthrough as well. There's an awful lot about that we're all dealing with. It may also be a time, and I've actually seen this happening, to get things straight, to be seen, to be understood. And most of all, that card we just had is about being honest, about being yourself, and just other people's reactions. If you've been yourself and you've been true to yourself and you've been polite about it, other people's reactions are their stuff to deal with. And I know that's a well-known saying, but it's actually true. You have to be true to you. Anything else is their business. You can expect people who are normally quite quiet or withdrawn to maybe just be a little bit assertive and speak up for themselves, which is a good thing. So if that happens to you and you're a bit taken aback, don't take it personally. It is them just stepping up. Listen and just let them be themselves. Oh, I've got to remember as well to give a shout out. I must remember my shout outs to people who are not actually in the Facebook chat room. Shout out to Erin, and also, yeah, I've said shout out to Jennifer Hart, who's nipping to the library. Also Sandy Jane Harris and Crystal Green, all of whom I know listen to this show but can't necessarily get in here. So I'm just looking at where I am for timing. Let me get in this chat room because I can see lots and lots of people coming in, and just see what you're saying and maybe get some readings done. And then I might get on to handpan stuff if I have time. I've been learning to play the handpan. It's a drummer's skill. I'm not a drummer, but it's interesting. Talk about pushing your boundaries. So good morning to Jennifer. Good morning to Renee. Good morning to Kat. Good morning to Laura and Suzanne and Jean and Tara Elizabeth. Okay, let me go back up to the top. So I know Jennifer would like a reading. So a reading for Jennifer, please, with my deck that is now not sticking, please. Thanks to the Mercury retrograde. Okay. Interestingly, Jennifer, I think you're going to like this. You've got a 10 of Earth. The Earth cards are the coins. It's money. It's materialism. And this is a very happy time. When you've got a 10 of Earth, it's about good finances coming your way. It's not the King. It's not the Midas touch. But it means it's getting there, particularly when it's connected to family. And it's also a card that says, make sure that you take time to enjoy the little pleasures in life. Don't go into the energy of I can't afford that coffee, I can't afford to do that. Enjoy those little pleasures because they keep that kind of financial positivity, that abundance consciousness going. So I would say that to you. Good morning to Renee. Good morning to Kat. I'm guessing that you... Oh, and Laura. And good morning to Quelly. He's just come in the room. Laura would like a card. It's your hubby's birthday. Happy birthday to you, hubby. Happy birthday to you, hubby. Happy birthday from All 12 Radio. Happy birthday to you. Good morning to Joni as well. Gosh, everybody's coming in. Laura, let's do a card for your hubby. Page of Water. Very nice card. Two water cards, an ace of water and a page. So I think he's really going to be feeling it this birthday. He's going to feel the love because the page of water is a very sensitive card. It's a page, can be male or female, but in this case, it's male. It's a relationship that's growing closer, but I know with a page of water, it's that emotional sensitivity. So the more he's made to feel loved and love is expressed to him, he's really going to feel it this year. So let's take a look down. I saw Suzanne to Jean over in the North Country. Has been good weird, I'm glad to hear it, bad weird, whoops, and simply weird weird. I'm with you on that page. Any insight from Spirit would be welcome. Okay, well let me just clear the deck and call to Spirit, whomever you work with. Just fan this deck to make sure that it's nice and free running and say, what does Jean need to know, Spirit, amongst her weirdness of her week? Okay, I have a Ten of Air, Ten of Swords, if you like your standard tarot. Lots of unicorns who've been in a clearing looking rather confused, and then suddenly two of them are leading the way out. And this is because it's the end of a difficult situation. Because it's unicorns and swords, that's to do with our thoughts, our mental process. So if something has been spinning you out of everything you're dealing with, or this is also a card about getting over addiction. So if something's been spinning you and you have felt you can't let it go, you will. That's what the cards have to say to you. I hope that's helpful, Jean. Good morning to Tara. Kat Garner would love a reading, of course, my darling. Let's just clear this deck and see a card, please, on the 21st of July for Kat Garner as we head into the Leo territory and this Leo full moon. The moon is in Gemini today. Kat, the card I have for you is a water card. It's the Knight of Water. Again, a very emotional time. So maybe as we're leaving the Cancerian energy, which is the water energy, this is about falling in love with something. Or if something's been making you feel very emotional, balancing those emotions out. It can also say you're going to be invited to a social event. So you may suddenly find out the blue somebody invites you out for coffee. In which case, remember me and I like an oat cappuccino. Thank you. Good morning, Joni. Glad you're listening to You Would Like a Card, whatever the angels have to share. Okay, so this deck comes with, they all work with angels. So let's see what angels would like to speak to Joni today. There we go. Gosh, that flew out of the deck. What angels have we got here? The angel I've got here that comes out, because I had lots of cards come out, but the major arcana card that comes with an angel comes with Archangel Azrael, number 13. Now, this in my deck is called Release. In standard tarot, it's the one that makes everybody shudder and they never listen to another word that you say for the rest of the reading, which is why I'm glad my deck calls it Release. It's the death card in standard tarot, and it does not mean that. It means something is transforming from one state to another. It can mean the end of a difficult situation. It can also mean a very spiritual transformation, that maybe you've been feeling that you want to move on or move higher, or you want to adjust something. And given the astrology of the moment that I was saying earlier, that would be a very good thing. I know Mark Husson will be talking more about the astrology later in his show at the top of the hour. Shirin, just Shirin, good morning to you. You would like a reading too. Let me just clear this deck and do a card for Shirin. What do you need to know today for your highest good? Do not stick on me deck, please. Again, a major arcana card. This is the High Priestess, number two. This is Archangel Haniel, who's the Archangel of Love. And the card, the number two card, is again, it's very much emotions. It's about heightened intuition. Sometimes because of that, this card means just take a pause, take a breath, and consider very carefully before you act, because you may be feeling something very strongly, and that is fine. Emotions can be our guides, but just take an intellectual balancing point of view as well. Have a good think about it, and then listen to that intuition and see how you go. So I think I've done all the readings in the chat room so far. Where am I for time? Yes, I have got time. I'm going to give this a go because I have been learning to play a hand pan. You know, those things that look like a space drum with dimples on. And I'm trying to save my pennies and shift the abundance consciousness into full abundance so that I can buy one because they're very expensive. I have a very inexpensive one from China just to learn on. And I did go to handpan school about a month ago, this lovely company, I will give them a shout out, Meridian Handpans, who make the most fabulous handpans. And they have videos up of all the different tunings. And there's one that I am not going to buy because you can't play it with anything else. The scale does not fit with a guitar or a piano. But every time I play this, I just leave the building. I mean, you know me, I'm a sound healer. And I just thought, if you fancy a bit of a handpan meditation this morning, they have these demonstrations with their players of how to play the handpan. So this is an F sharp, and it's what's called a Romanian hijazz. And it just, when I play this, it takes me somewhere else. So I have got time here. Just take yourself a deep breath and let the world go. And maybe just take a deep breath right down to your root chakra. And breathe in all the way up your spine to your crown chakra and beyond. If you can't do this right now because you're working or driving, that's why this show is going to go to on demand. So let's just hope that this will work on demand. And I'm going to just play you some of this F sharp Romanian hijazz. Just keep breathing and yet let yourself flow with the sound. Been looking at my player, and I'm not sure if that's coming out on the radios. That's why I've stopped it. If not, if you go to the on demand, I will edit it in later and you can just have a listen to that. But that's interesting because normally anything I play on my computer will go through to on air. Well, it's Mercury retrograde, isn't it? That's my third one. Thank you very much, Mercury. Anyway, if you could hear it, you'll have to let me know in the chat room. But anyway, if not, I'll edit it in for you later. So where am I on this show? I've just got 5 minutes left. So I am going to go and look in the Facebook chat room. Just make sure that I have done everything. I want to remind you, of course, that Mark Husson's Astrology Hour is coming up in about 10 minutes time, when he will help me make sense of the world. I have to say that this week has been such a chaotic. I'm just thinking, stop looking over the horizon. I'm a Sag, I'm always looking ahead, and just be in the moment and just walk in whatever moment I'm in. And I am so glad that I'm surrounded by astrologers who help me make sense of what is going on in our, I'm not going to say turbulent or crazy, a world where the energies are extraordinary. And when you can make sense of them because the astrology explains them, you just go, oh, okay, it's that. A bit like me with the Mercury retrograde. So Mark is going to make sense of it in about 5 minutes' time. Then there's the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson, Laurie the Love Sherpa with Laurie Love is at 10 this morning. Life Journeys with Serena is at 11 and Fresh 55 is at noon. Those times are, of course, all Pacific. So let me just take a look at this and see if I have any more comments that I ought to be taking care of that I haven't. So Quelly, good morning. Kat's had a reading, said good morning to Joni. I've done Shirin, just Shirin. Excellent. I think I've actually caught up with everybody in the chat room. So that is a very good thing. I am going to refresh it because I suddenly thought I didn't do that. Again, Mercury retrograde, you live in hope that it would have refreshed it, but maybe not. So I'm just going to take one final look and turn it the right way up and make sure that I've done everything. So whiz down to the bottom. Have I spent? Yes, I have. Phew, I've done everything. So in the last few minutes, I am going to do a reading for the day for you if you can't get in the Facebook chat room or if you're in the on-demand system. So could I have a reading for this week, please? How do we make the best of this week with the Mercury retrograde and a new moon in Leo and stepping into the Leo energy? What would it be helpful to know, to remind ourselves, to help us walk this energy? I'm calling on the angels, our guides, the ascended masters, deities, whomever you work with, our beautiful planet. And there we have. I have three cards, a nice triple reading. I have the Six of Water, which tells me that emotions may come up, particularly if they're connected to your childhood or from the past. And if they do, acknowledge them. That's our inner child in a way. So if you've got some inner child work this week, allow it to happen. I then have a fire card, the Knight of Fire. This tells me that things can happen very quickly. Boy, don't we know it. Think things through carefully. This is a card that sometimes means that when things happen quickly, that knee-jerk reaction that we have, and maybe we would do better to just take a breath before we open our mouths and reply or take action, especially with the Six of Water before it, which tells me that it could be a knee-jerk reaction because something has triggered from our childhood. And the final card they give me is an Earth card, which is a coins card. It's the Five of Earth. Now, sometimes this card is seen as lack, or I can't do that, or I haven't got the resources to do that, as well as I haven't got the money to do that. It's about having the wisdom to accept help from others when you are not able to see the way forward. And I think that's what this card is about, because we've had this water card, this emotional trigger, the potential to have a knee-jerk reaction. So maybe we just take a breath to get grounded and we accept help or advice, particularly financial advice or practical support advice from other people. You don't have to do it yourself all alone. So often we think, I've got to deal with that. Well, maybe you haven't. So the angels are saying to me, ask. Just ask and see what comes. So I've got 1 minute left. I want to do one more card reading and I want to throw the energy forwards to this new moon in Leo on Thursday. New moons are great for intentions. It's in Leo. We will be in the sun, we'll be in Leo. New moon in Leo. So what would be helpful? There we go, a card comes out. Archangel Michael, who works with our throat chakra. It's a major arcana card. The wheel is turning. It's a time of positive change and a situation that can suddenly move forward. Now it's a new moon, so that tells me intention, intention, intention. What intentions are you planning to set on Thursday? The moon is in Gemini at the moment, so have a think about it, because you've got Uranus in Gemini as well. It's a case of not thinking outside the box. It's what box? Where can you be more spontaneous for that moon on Thursday? Okay, I am now in the last minute of the show, so thank you so much for your company. That's not the piece of music I'm supposed to be playing. Mercury, will you just pack this in now, please? No, it's done it again. I do not believe this. right, let's try this again. Now I have the right music. Thank you, Mercury, for that. Mark, I hope you have a much better technical show than I'm having. Thank you so much for your company. It's been a pleasure. Have a fabulous week. Enjoy the new moon in Leo, and I will see you at the same time next week. Until then, lots of love, good luck, and bye-bye for now.